Guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and discuss our adventures. This is episode 15, and my name's Michelle.
And my name is Skylar.
And we have a fun episode for you guys this week. Our main topic of the week is going to be the review of the Broadway show Death Becomes Her, which we finally saw.
Finally, the
The
epilogue. Literally insane.
that it finally happened. What's crazy is it was again, it wasn't meant to happen, and then it just somehow fell into our laps that day.
Yeah,
But
insane.
at least it's behind us now.
Now we could just say we could stop bitching about it.
But before we get into that, we're gonna do our usual spiel where we talk about our hyperfixation songs and then get into some big Broadway news. So, Skylar, would you like to start with your songs this week?
Sure. There's a lot of Broadway news, by the way. It's insane.
Yeah, it's been a week.
It's been a casting announcement week. Insane. Okay, so my Broadway, well, it was Broadway this week, but my songs this week are just like straight up from Elf because we saw that and I can't stop listening to it.
Stop
Oh
it.
no. All right, let's see if we pick the same song.
Okay, because literally my three songs are all from Elf as well.
My God. Well, I have two from Elf and then one from something else. But
Okay.
at three, I have Christmas Town from Elf.
No, that's not on my list, but it's a good one.
It's a good one. We just saw Elf. We're gonna talk about it next week, but oh my God, I wanna go again.
Please, please.
So good. It was so good.
I think it's one of the best shows we've seen in a long time.
Right? Like, I'm shocked at how much we loved it. I knew we were gonna like it, but I didn't expect to be like, oh my God.
I can't
Like,
stop thinking about it, like, since we've
right?
went.
Love it. I love it. And it's like one of the better Christmas musicals. Like, the Grinch musical, it's all right. It's not like, it's a little creepy. But like, this one's like a top tier.
Is the Grinch musical creepy or is Matthew Morrison creepy?
Matthew Morrison, that man. I'm shocked he hasn't come out at the Mom, I'm a Big Girl Now. I'm shocked he hasn't made an appearance.
I bet you he's gonna show up at some point. Imagine he's there closing night, they
I
just
was just
extend it.
gonna say that. Did we go clothing night? I feel like we should.
I think we should go. I would love to see it again.
Yeah, okay. Back to it. Number two, is the story of Buddy the Elf. I don't know why.
Love that song. I
Right?
love that song.
It's so iconic. And again, I did not expect to re-listen to the album after we saw it. Like, I'm shocked at how much.
I wish the album had the current cast on it. Like, I hope they do
Yeah.
a revival album, but if not, it's not necessary. But I do
Yeah.
think, like, I would love to have a version with Gray singing as Buddy.
Oh my God, he was the best buddy ever.
He was meant to play that part.
Do you think they'll do a cast album? I feel like I might not.
I don't think they will, just because it's like a small, limited run holiday musical.
But yeah, it's very short, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
Oh.
like, even like the fact that like, they didn't really change anything from the original album. Like literally every like thing is the same except like some more modern jokes. I don't think they're gonna change. They're gonna redo it.
Man, well, please, gods, if you hear us, do this one solid. And then at number one, I love listening to the Pentatonix during this time.
What?
They're iconic. We need a little Christmas, but their version.
I don't know that one.
Oh my God, it's iconic. I mean, the Muppet version is great. Love the Muppets. What?
Is that from Muppet Christmas Carol? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Call out the
Call
home.
me. Yeah,
Yes.
we're very big Muppets fans on this podcast.
Wait, did the Kate Spade's bag come out? Oh my God.
I don't know. We have to look it up.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we love the Muppets. It's
We
I
love
remember
us.
watching the Muppet Show, and now the kids nowadays know nothing about the Muppet Show.
Which is so sad.
It
It's
was
so
so
sad to
good.
me. I meant to tell this to you the other day. I actually wanted to send you a video of it. I found a guy randomly on TikTok the other day. It came up on my FYP. He recreates the Muppet Show with Muppet Legos. And he
Shut
goes
up.
live and does like the
Oh
entire episode in Legos. Like you hear the
my
audio
God.
playing in the background.
Yeah.
It's so weird, but it's so great.
That is so amazing. I one time a kid, this is random, but it goes with the Muppets. A kid came into my classroom, started singing Rainbow Connection. Like she was sitting there during work and was like singing a song. I was like, oh my God, how do you know that? And then I just immediately started crying. I was like, this is the most amazing thing ever because it's so cute hearing a little 4-year-old singing Rainbow Connection. We love the Muppets. We love it.
We love the Muppets. They need to bring them up. I mean, I know they're still like around, but they need to like somehow refresh it and bring it back
Yeah.
into the limelight.
They have Muppet Babies, but it's like,
And they
it's
added
not
that
it.
new one. Like who is she?
I don't even know. Who is it?
It's like this random little penguin looking girl.
Oh, yeah, they're always adding new things that make no sense.
Like, I don't want that. Just give me the OGs.
Yeah.
Give me a good Miss Piggy.
Oh,
Well, I guess moving on to my songs, as you've already could guess, and we kind of mentioned,
my
all three of my songs are from Elf. So pretty much my hyperfixation songs of this week is the entire Act Two.
Right?
I loved Act Two more than Act One, and I think
Yeah.
you agreed. But so mine also kind of all go in order, but it's like backwards order. So number three is There Is a Santa Claus. I think the harmonies are
Oh, yes.
so cute between Michael and the mom, like,
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
a
so
good one.
catchy. And on the album, it's Beth Lovell playing the mom, and she's just so good.
Amazing.
So that's 13. Number 12 is Never Fall in Love with an Elf.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
My new jam. My new jam.
Right?
I want to learn it. I want to sing it. I want to put it in my book. It's my book.
Yeah.
I just think that song is so catchy.
It's
Like,
catchy, but it's really funny too.
it is. Like, the lyrics are so funny. Like, it took me a few listens to realize that she was singing about her ex-boyfriends who like tried on her clothing
Yeah.
and stuff.
It's so funny. That show, you'd think it'd be for kids, but it's secretly not.
Oh my God, it's not. And then number one is Nobody Cares About Santa, which is the Act Two opener.
That was funny.
I loved
All in a
it.
Chinese restaurant.
It was so funny. And
It was so good.
it's such a jam. And like the male harmonies give me How to Succeed in Business, Brotherhood of Man
Oh,
vibes.
yes. Oh my God, that's such a good way to describe it.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I
We're
feel
going
very
again.
passionate. Yeah.
Orchestra seats this time. The mezzanine is great. Great. But I want to be
I
right
want to be
there.
front row. I want to be front row.
Right?
I think we need to start entering the lottery for it.
I think so too.
I'm just
I think it might
like,
be hard next week. I think everybody's gonna be.
yeah. I'll still
But we'll,
try, but
yeah, but I'm not gonna like bank on us winning. If that makes sense.
yeah. But we have to see it again before it closes, though.
Yes. Yes.
Have to. Oh, and now I kind of wish we were talking about Elf during this week's podcast.
I know, I
Save
was
it for
going back
next
and
week.
forth, but I figured let's do it in order that we saw it because we saw Death Becomes Her for, in the afternoon, then Elf at night.
Very true, very true. But I feel
Okay, so
way
you
more
were.
passionate about Elf.
I know, but you know what? I'm hoping now that I'm getting new glasses that I'll be able to see better from the mezzanine, but.
You couldn't see?
No, I could see, but I felt like not an elf because it's not that big of a theater. I mean, it's big, but it's not. Death Becomes
Mm-hmm.
Her is a huge theater.
Yeah.
That was hard.
That was very hard to see anything.
Yeah. But we'll discuss
I was
that later.
hurting.
Right?
Hurting.
And I was like, oh, gotta go to that doctor.
That.
So there's a lot of Broadway news, like we kind of talked in the beginning, like a lot of casting, a lot of new exciting things, and all that jazz. So the first thing, the Ragtime reunion concert will stream on PBS, which is iconic,
Ooh.
with Audra.
It's interesting that the timing is interesting of it. The fact that they had just revived it at New York City
Right.
Center. I didn't realize it was also the same time period as the original, I guess.
Yeah, did I? I had no idea.
But I am looking forward to hopefully watching that. I would love to see what the original
Definitely.
cast was like, but I'm still disappointed we didn't go to City Center.
I have a funny tickle. Funny tickle. You know what that funny tickle is? You know
Okay.
all the
You okay?
All the shows that are closing, I think
Mm-hmm.
Ragtime is getting a home. I think it might.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's gonna copy Into the Woods. I think it's gonna get
Yeah.
a home.
It really should because I think Joshua Henry was probably like insane in that role. Because all those TikToks he made where he broke things down, it was like he really cared about the character and portraying it correctly. So I appreciate that.
I also feel like it's a good time in American
You're so
history
right.
to bring a show like this back because of the
Yeah.
story and stuff. I think it's very prominent to today, and that's all I will say about
Good
that.
day. That's a good statement. I agree. Because, yeah, it's iconic. I hope so.
Iconic, to quote our Trisha.
My woman. That's my woman. Love that woman.
Speaking of Trisha, we still need to get concert tickets to Trisha. I am not
I know,
missing
I keep
it.
watching. She put like her Pink Christmas comes out next week, her song. So excited.
Oh.
But she keeps posting like her costumes and stuff. She's working her butt off.
Gonna be a
She's
good
iconic.
concert.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
So other Broadway news, it was actually just announced today.
Literally.
That Jeremy Jordan, Lizzie McAlpine, Jason Gotay, and Jessica Mulaski are going to be leading the Broadway premiere of the new show Floyd Collins. So it's going to be at the Lincoln Center Theater. Now, I did not know what this was about. I was
Oh, I had no
confessing.
idea. I literally just
I
sent you
looked
a
it
screenshot.
up.
I sent you a screenshot. I was like, oh my God. And
Yeah.
that
I was like, huh?
Wait, though, we gotta stay on top of it so we can get the $28 tickets.
No, this is Lincoln Center, not New York City Center.
Oh, never
I wonder,
mind. Okay.
actually, does Lincoln Center have a discount for under 30-year-olds?
We better start using it.
We gotta look it up. But so, do you want to know what Floyd Collins is about?
Please, I do.
It says here on Playbill.com, thank you, Playbill.com, based on
Okay.
a true story, Floyd Collins follows a cave explorer who discovers a cave he thinks could be the next gold mine tourist attraction, only to become trapped inside on his way out. Above ground, the scene becomes one of the country's first ever media circuses. Any
Wait,
thoughts?
what? Wait. So he's trapped. And there's a circus going on above him?
No!
Oh.
What? No! Oh my God. No. It's about a dude that gets trapped.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Imagine the circus elephant stomping on top. No. No, Skylar, Skylar. It's about a dude that gets trapped in a cave and then He like they need to like get him out, and like all the media covers it. It becomes like a
Oh, the
circus.
circus.
The funniest
That's
thing you've
so
ever
funny.
done.
That is, well, clip it. That's
Preview for
so,
next week.
literally, that's what my brain thought. But that's a weird concept. Both are weird.
It's not a
That's more.
concept. It's a real story.
No, I know. Oh. No, I know, but like, how I could see it as a play.
I don't know if it's a musical or a play. It doesn't really say it here.
It says who wrote the musical.
Oh, let me double check the new. It's a new staging of an older musical. And it was only off Broadway in 1996.
Don't know. I'm like nervous with all these new shows to go because I feel like they're not.
I just feel like a lot of these new musicals are not what you think of when you think of musical theater. Like, I know this is
Yeah.
kind of like the next level, the next stage of musical theater, and this is very like, I don't know the right word for it. It's just like, the industry's changing a bit. But at
Yeah.
the same time, I still love a good old classic musical. Like, that's what Elf was. It was a good old
Yeah.
classic, family-friendly, makes your heart happy musical.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I love the all the new musicals. I like the ones that are like the revivals. Like the new musicals are just not hitting. I don't know. Like also when we were reading that list that week, I was like, oh, there's a lot of musicals or plays about vaccines and stuff, and I don't know if I really want to like go and start thinking about things like that. You kind of go to escape.
Yeah, I mean, we all literally just lived it in real life. That's why I don't know. But I guess we'll see. Like, I'm a little nervous. I feel like I wonder how they portray the whole being stuck in a cave thing. Because as a person who gets claustrophobic, I may not like that.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to have like a big opening so that we can see him in
Yeah.
there.
I wonder if it's gonna be like two levels, like the cave on the bottom and the media on the top. I don't know. But that's a new thing. We'll see.
That's interesting.
Some other Broadway news. They revealed some more of the cast for Redwood, which is about to open at the Nederlander in January. The cast is now gonna include Michael Park.
Yeah, I was just about to
Zachary
say
Noah
that.
Pizer, D'Andre Aziza. It's a great cast.
Yeah. I like the
Again,
addition of Michael Park. He's gonna be.
I love him. He
Oh.
was amazing in Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
But again, it's a show I don't think we're gonna like the story. So it says Menzel stars as Jesse, a woman who finds herself at a crossroads in Northern California Redwood Forest after a life-altering event.
That's it.
That's it.
So is it almost because I liked If Then. I liked that show a lot. It was the same thing. If you go down this path, this will happen. If she went down this path, that would happen. I wonder if it's like a similar, I mean, obviously it's not gonna be two different paths. It's like a similar concept in my brain.
I don't think it's like that. It says on like the official show website, it says Jesse seems to have it all. A successful career and devoted family until a life-altering event drives her far from everyone and everything she knows. When she finds herself at the foot of the Redwoods in Northern California, a chance encounter and a leap of faith will change her life forever. Redwood explores the lengths and heights one travels to find strength, resilience, and healing.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Similar, yeah, it does sound like that. I just don't know if there's a love story involved.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'd be curious to definitely see it because it's Idina Menzel too. But I would like to like win a lottery or something.
Yeah, I definitely would have to be a lottery win. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm nervous about it again. Like, the two of us really haven't been having luck recently with a lot of the newer musicals.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like we should try, but I'm not paying like an absurd amount of money.
No. No, it's not one of our like, let's buy a full price ticket shows. No.
And she's gonna sing at the parade, right? Or something.
Yeah, I saw that today. She's gonna do a preview of one of the songs from the show. So that'll be helpful for us to also
Yeah,
see.
I definitely wanna listen to that. I don't know. Should be interesting. I guess on a really exciting news, which we were talking about actually after we saw it, Death Becomes Her is going to release a Broadway album, cast album, and four tracks are now available to listen to.
Ooh, we gotta listen. I haven't listened yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. I got to. We loved it. We loved the music. So I'm
Yeah.
excited to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
music was definitely one of the better parts of the show,
Yeah.
in my book. I mean, we'll talk about the show in general. I did really like it. Was it my favorite thing I've seen? No, but like,
No.
it also honestly could be because of where we sat.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, if we were closer, how would we feel?
Yeah, it may be one that at some point down the road we have to try again, but I'm not in a rush. But that has nothing
Yeah,
to do with the
definitely.
album being released. Everyone should listen to it. The music is very good.
Megan Hilty and Jennifer, how do you say Simard? Simard?
Simmered.
Simard.
I think. Simmered. Simard? Simmered?
Simard? Simard?
Sim Jennifer.
Simard.
Simard. Didn't we do this a few weeks ago with someone else?
Apple. No kidding. Their voices are insane.
Oh
And
my
when they mixed
God.
together, it was chilling. So I'm excited to listen to it. So excited.
I can't wait to listen to it. They were literally the two of them are like the best parts of the
Insane.
show.
Insane.
Also,
Sad news.
unfortunately, it was announced, yeah, Big Gay Jamboree is closing. I'm disappointed. I wanted to see it.
When is it closing?
December
Like, do we have
15th.
time?
We got a couple weeks.
Dude.
I keep seeing clips of it online. It looks so funny.
Right?
Like there's so many Real Housewives jokes and stuff. Like I just feel like we would love it. I really want
We
to
definitely do.
go.
We gotta figure that out. They have a rush tickets.
Yeah, it may be worth us trying it one day.
We definitely should. We like over there. Is that where
Where
we
is
saw
it?
drag?
No. It's at the Orpheum, the Off-Broadway Orpheum Theater. It's not
Oh,
at
what's
New
its
World
name? There we
Stages.
go.
Let's see, Orpheum Theater. Oh yeah, it's kind of far from everything else. 126 Second Street.
Ooh,
Ooh, it's a different
that's
area.
far. It's
Yeah,
going out.
that'd have to be a one day thing.
Yeah, we'll have to
But
look at them.
yeah, I would like to see it.
Yeah, I'm
Any other
excited about it.
news?
Yeah, well, there's a lot.
Oh, there's more?
Gypsy is starting, which is exciting. Finally, their first previews are November 21st. But on some like not exciting news, their lottery is only in person.
What?
Yeah.
That's so weird to me in today's day and age to only do an in-person lottery.
Yeah, I thought I was reading it wrong. I was like, oh my God, it's only in person. They have standing room, which I wouldn't want to stand. And then they have regular lot, like rush tickets, but it's the day of the performance. And I was like, all right, that's annoying. 'Cause like, we don't like getting to the city that early and just standing around.
Well, yeah, and like, really, what are the odds that you're gonna get the tickets?
And especially if like everybody's doing it.
I'm stunned that today's day and age there is no online lottery. I just, in some ways, it almost feels like they know they can make money because of who's in the show and what the show is, and they're like, yeah, we don't need to offer cheaper tickets.
Right? Which makes me like a little upset. It's like, it's just not right.
That really bothers
Because
me.
our, like, really, realistically, we're not gonna do it. Maybe, but like at the same time, like, it's really hard for us. It's not like we live a subway away.
Well, yeah, and also it's like you have to be respectful of the fact that people do work. Not
Yeah.
everyone can go at 10 a.m. on a weekday.
Yeah, so I don't understand that. I was very annoyed by that.
Yeah, that really bothers me. Like, I'm looking online, like, I don't know how we're gonna go if we can't get cheaper tickets because, like, right now to sit in the orchestra, the most expensive seats are $471. And the cheapest, which is the very, very top rear mezzanine, which, you know, the Majestic is a huge theater. I don't know if I would recommend these seats. The cheapest are 94 in the very last row in the theater.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're gonna do. We have to look.
Yeah, because the in person, I was very shocked. Very shocked. And I like reread it like three times. I was like, what? Because they write like you could go on telecharge for tickets. And I was like, oh, they mean like regular tickets, not lottery. I was like, sick.
Maybe they're gonna do a digital cancellation, or like, there's definitely no digital rush.
No.
Okay, we'll have to keep an eye out. We'll keep you guys posted if we find like some good discounts and stuff.
Yeah, definitely, because we want to go, but I'm not paying an absurd amount of money. Like, that's
No, no.
crazy.
We cannot afford that.
Yeah, so we'll let you know. Other casting, something wild occurred, which we talked about in the car. And we were shooketh. Ryan, what's his last name?
McCartan? Is that how you pronounce
McCartan.
it?
I was gonna say McCartan, and then I was like second guessing
Yeah.
myself. Okay. He's gonna be the new Gatsby.
I'm so excited. I think we
We're
manifested
going.
it.
And we're going.
We're going. But I really think we manifested it. I remember very clearly us discussing this in the car. Like,
Yeah.
of who we could see eventually becoming Gatsby. And I think we had brought him up because we were recently talking about Heathers and it made us think of him.
Yeah, I can't. When I saw that, I died. I want to see him so badly. I'm
We're
interested to
going.
see his take and how he talks. Like, I hope he doesn't do what Jeremy does. No offense, love you, boo, but the Gatsby voice.
Speaking of, it was the Boo's birthday yesterday. They shouted him
Happy
out and it got
birthday.
like, actually, him and Samantha Pauly share a birthday and they sang to them
Aww.
yesterday at the bows.
Aww.
But yeah, no, we have to see Ryan. I'm also curious to see what it's like when Gatsby is played by someone a little bit younger.
Right?
Like, I think I like it a little more. Like, that naivety, I think, will be there.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. 'Cause I know like Jeremy puts on that like I don't know, like old got like
English,
English.
distinguished.
Yeah. Which like I understand, but at the same time, don't love it. But
No, and I even if Ryan does that, like if he's, you know, instructed to do that kind of old Englishy type of voice, I don't know. I just think visually, I think he looks more realistic to be in a couple with Eva's Daisy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And like again, love Jeremy Jordan, but him in like the tux, he looks like odd to me. Like maybe 'cause he's not like he's not a 6 foot guy. I don't know. Like he doesn't have to be, but you know what I mean? Like there's just something off.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
Not to be mean. Again, love you, boo. But
Some other unfortunate news. Tammy Faye just announced it's closing.
so quickly.
To be honest, I'm really not surprised.
But can we say people are like saying that Broadway is in crisis with these shows closing? I think everyone needs to chill. Chill out. Broadway is not in crisis. It's just the shows are not, it's not that people aren't going. People are going to other shows. Outsiders sells out every night. Sunset Boulevard sells out. Like, people are going, but it's the quality of it. And that's why they're going. Broadway is not in crisis. Tammy Faye was not a good show.
I think that's the perfect way to say it, because it really, at the end of the day, like, it wasn't, and word gets around that it's not a good show. I mean, like, I think we spoke about it on here, but in all honesty, like, we were standing in the lobby during intermission and we saw multiple people leave.
Because
People did not like the show.
it was hard to sit through, if we're
I don't
being
know how we
honest
did it.
here.
I don't know how we sat through it.
Like, again, I'm so sorry to the cast, the crew who are losing their jobs. Like, nobody wants that to happen, but the show just, it was up, down, sideways. It was pulling things that didn't need to be pulled. It just wasn't a good show. And the Palace Theater is so gorgeous now. It deserves a show that deserves to be there.
I
No
wonder
offense.
if Ragtime would go in there. I feel like that would be
Do you
such a
think?
great fit.
Yeah. But do you think it's too big?
The Palace for Ragtime? No, I think Ragtime would need one of those bigger, like, this is like a Broadway show type theaters.
Because Tammy Faye never sold the balcony seats from the beginning, which I thought they just stopped, but from the beginning, they didn't sell any of the balcony.
See, that's strange too. It's like your Broadway show is not going to sell those tickets. Like, I don't know. I think the whole situation with Tammy Faye is a little bit weird. And even the night we went pretty early on in the run. It was pretty empty in there.
Nobody, I mean, it was a very, I think, specific show to certain people. And you don't have that in New York. It just was not a good fit.
Disappointing. So, one more piece of Broadway news. As you guys know, we try to update you in real time with
Oh
this
my
news
God.
as it's released. So it kind of negates one of the Broadway news that's real
What?
that we shared earlier in the podcast. Just announced 45 minutes ago by Playbill.com. It's the crime of the century. For a second time, the one night only Ragtime reunion concert benefiting the Entertainment Community Fund will not be released, and it has been removed from the PBS fall schedule. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just funny because we literally just spoke about it. Look, it's real.
Why?
Let's see. I'll see if I can find the link of the
What?
article. Literally just
That's
announced.
insane.
Literally just announced.
Why did I think you were gonna say like Jamie Moscato was gonna be in a show on Broadway? That she
No, I'm
didn't.
sorry.
Michelle didn't tell me
But the
what it
funniest,
was.
yeah, I was like, I can't tell her, I'm just gonna say this. But the funniest part, someone commented and they were like, "What changed in 4 hours?"
What the?
So, according to the PBS rep, all they said is, unfortunately, there are many moving parts and we are not able to bring it to PBS at this time. So,
What?
for those of you who got excited when we spoke about the
I'm so
concert, I hope you
sorry.
made it this far in the
What the heck? Are they ever gonna release it? I want to see
It
that.
doesn't say it. I don't know.
That's
That
insane.
There we go. Some big Broadway news in real time.
Down to literally real time. What? That's upsetting.
It's just like, what are the odds? We just spoke about it.
Did we manifest it?
Well, I hope we didn't manifest it by accident.
Yeah,
Anyway, it's time to get to our big topic of the day, which is
yeah.
our review of Death Becomes Her.
Dun dun
Dun
dun.
dun. So, like always, just to kind of recap what we do, we go through about eight different categories. We give them on a score on 1 to 10. I don't think that was proper English, but it's okay. And then your face thinking
It
about it. I
was.
think maybe it was. We rank it on a score of 1 to 10. I add them all up. We find out what the average is, and that's our rankings for the show. So the tech categories are costumes, set designs, songs and music, book,
Songs.
ambiance, crowd control, costing choices, acting and pacing, and then the last one, which is an honorary that we don't actually rank, but we rank it in our minds, is the theater bathrooms.
They were too tiny this time.
Oh, way too tiny. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, negative.
So to quickly talk a little bit about what the show is about, FYI, there may be some spoilers, but sorry, not sorry. The show is about two best friends, frenemies.
That's a good way, yeah. They're friends, not friends, but then friends.
So the first one is Megan Hilty's character of Madeline Ashton, and the second one is Jennifer Samard, who plays Helen Sharp. And Madeline is performing in this big show. She's a big famous actress. It's like almost like a, she's almost in like a Broadway type musical. And Helen shows up to the show with her new fiance, Ernest, who Madeline had no idea about. Madeline has a history of stealing men from Helen, and she does it once again. Then fast forward 10 years down the road, Helen's character has kind of gone crazy because of the way Madeline has treated her over in the years. She literally goes into an insane asylum and she's like, oh, I want this woman to die. Madeline and Ernest aren't really happy. Madeline's now like a washed up has-been. And they end up getting an invite to go to Helen's book release party. They go to the party. All of a sudden, Helen shows up. She's young. She's beautiful. They don't understand how it happened. And Madeline gets approached by this strange man who offers for her to meet Viola Van Horn, who is this crazy witch sorceress that has a spell to keep people young forever and pretty much make them immortal. But at the same time, what that spell does is it makes you not able to die. You pretty much have already died. So you cannot be killed. And then I won't spoil anything else for you, but that leads to a lot of really funny moments in the show and a lot of battles between Helen and Madeline. And you kind of find out who was behind all of this happening from the start. Anything I left out?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so let's get into our topics. Starting with the theater bathrooms. They were tiny.
They're a negative.
Negative.
Yeah, I don't understand why they were so small. I understand you want to make a lot of them, but they had enough to make them a little bigger. I mean, they were clean. It's not like they weren't clean. They were just too tiny.
But they were also clean because we were like some of the first people there.
Yeah. Definitely. That was interesting.
The theater itself is very pretty,
Gorgeous, yeah.
but oh my God, the mezzanine, it is so hard to see.
Yeah, we were on the second tier of mezzanine, which I didn't realize. So, just like to fast forward how we got the tickets, we went Saturday early, like 9 a.m. We were silly. We tried to get outsiders rush tickets. We went way too late in the morning. But so we started there, and then that was no hope. So I ran, while Michelle just stayed until I got the tickets. But so I ran to Death Becomes There, and I just got the first tickets that they had left because they were already, their rush was already open for like almost an hour. So we were kind of late to it. So when she said Mezzanine K, I did not realize it was like the second tiers of it. And that was the problem.
It was we were literally in one of the last four rows of the theater.
Yeah.
But also raking up there is such a
Terrible.
problem. And we also, got blessed behind three extremely tall, like 6.5 feet men.
Insane. Like, I don't know why our odds are like never good with that. And why are people just so tall lately? Like,
Right? The other day we were like standing outside Outsiders, like getting ready to like head out for the night, just to like, and we were just standing by there just to see what was going on. And literally every person that walked out of the theater was a giant.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, am I just getting shorter?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, 'cause like, what the heck? Why does everyone look so much bigger? And it's like so difficult. I don't know. It's a problem, and it's a problem because of the raking. Like, why aren't things raked? I don't get it. But we do not recommend getting mezzanine. Even though they are only $35, it wasn't worth it.
No, I would have much rather pay more and we sat closer. Literally, the girl next to me, I heard her say to her friend at one point, like, she turned to her and she was like, I am so bored. I can't see anything. I'm really, like, not liking the show. But of course, you don't like
Yeah.
it. You can't see it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of effects on the stage that I feel like we missed. We're not gonna really say it because it spoils things, but there are certain things that like I was like, oh, is she this? Is this did that just happen? Like, did I just miss something? So it definitely it's not worth it. And it's also annoying because we won lottery, like we talked about multiple times for the second day of preview, and we got front row for that lottery. So I think I kept thinking about that we could have been down there.
I'll never get over the fact that that show was canceled. I mean, I know Megan, now it came out that Megan Hilty was sick, but
Yeah.
like, still, it's.
It was
What I can't
upsetting.
get over is the fact that Broadway directed didn't do right by us and help us rebook tickets. Even if we were in the mezzanine and in the front mezzanine, I would have been okay with it. It was
Yeah.
just like to know we went from front row to pretty much last row with zero
Yeah.
view was like
It's
disappointing.
upsetting. And I kept trying not to think about it. But I think during intermission, we both looked at each other like, I'm so mad that we're up here and not down there. It was hard
Yeah.
not to. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, maybe if we had a better view with shorter people in front of us, it would have helped,
Yeah.
but it was hard. There was also a woman behind us going back to theater etiquette for a minute.
Oh
Oh
my
my God,
God.
she could not stop talking during the show. Anything that happened during the show, she had to make a comment about. She
She could
kept yelling
repeat it.
out. Yeah, she had repeated the jokes. She kept yelling out. She was like, "This is fabulous. This is so funny. This is great." And we were like, "Shut up."
Like, I'm glad you're having a great time. Like, it's not, but like, I was laughing, but was I going to hitting Michelle and be like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know. And like repeating, she would repeat, like Megan Hilty would make a joke and she's repeating it. Like, I don't need to hear it twice.
Oh my God,
Yeah, that was frustrating. I
it was
forgot about that
bad.
for a second.
So the first real category to
Oh,
discuss
yeah.
is the costumes. I know. Costumes, I will
Oh my
say 10 out of
God.
10. They were some of the most stunning costumes I've seen on Broadway in a long time.
They made their boobies look so good. Like,
Right? I kept looking at them the whole time. I was like, how do I get boobies like
they
that?
were up and like perky, and I was like, dang, girls, like,
Yeah, but like everything was so glitzy, so
gorgeous.
shiny, so fabulous. Like
Loved it.
there was not a single costume I hated in the show.
And Michelle Williams, like the opening scene with her like costume that went like the neck thing.
Yeah.
Like that was sick. Yeah, I think it was a 10. Like I have
10 out
no
of 10.
note. Even Ernest, like it made sense for the character. The ensembles. Oh my God.
Oh my God, though some of those outfits were fantastic. And I loved how they had certain costumes to differentiate, like when they were like playing the, other dead characters or playing alive. And like, it just,
Yeah.
even like the way the costumes showed you how the years were progressing. Because this story takes place over like 60, 70 years, actually.
Yeah, because they're at the end, they're older. Well, not them,
Yeah.
but Ernest and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did such a great job with that. I was like saying to Michelle, like their costume budget must have been insane. Like,
Yeah.
I can't imagine what one dress costs. All the little details too.
It gave me
Insane.
like Wicked costume vibes.
Yeah.
Like glitzy Broadway show.
Amazing. 10 out of 10.
Set design. The set, I mean, it was well done. There actually were not a tremendous amount of sets. A lot of it takes place within the apartment. It's either the
Yeah.
apartment or it's like Viola's headquarters for the most part.
Yeah, then the party scene. I love the steps, which is
Yeah.
insane. Insane. And even like they really captured Madeline's character in the fact that
Madeline.
Madeline, like her couch, like the way it was shaped. It was like the old Hollywood couch. I love that. And even like when Ernest does his scene where he's trying to, spoiler, when he's like doing the paint stuff, like I love the way that they had the basement scene, like all the props
Yeah.
there and
And
the
when the
puppets.
props, like the puppet, yeah, it was so funny. And also, you know what was also good? They used like the screens in the back very well to portray like some of the big fights. It was so funny. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but
Yeah, because
that
it
was
was
done very
so
well.
funny. The projections were 10 out of 10. I might give it a 10.
Really?
Because I have no like issues with any of it.
I think for me, I mean, I don't really have an issue with the sets. I just don't know if it's a 10 for me. I think I'm gonna go like, I'm between an 8 or a 9. I think I'm gonna go 8.
All
Because
right,
I
I'm going
do
9.
think oh, you're going 9. I do feel like there were some, I think they could have done some more sets. I even would have liked to have seen some more glam with Viola's headquarters.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you think the sane asylum scene was necessary?
I mean, I think it was necessary for you to understand what drives Helen to taking the potion. But at the same time, it also led me to be a little more confused with her wanting to get revenge on Madeline and stuff, but I think it was a necessary part of the story.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the set for that. It was like just a chair. It was just dark.
I think it came a little bit out of left field.
Yeah,
Like, her stealing the
definitely.
man put her in a sane asylum. Like, I don't know about that, but that was strange to me.
Yeah.
Songs and music. For me, again, I think this would be a 9. I thought the music was really catchy. I think it was great. But the reason I'm taking a point off is because I did not leave singing any of the music. And that's how I always judge if it's an album I like and a catalog I really love.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Not like Elf.
No, Elf, I
Like,
can't stop.
yeah. That's interesting. I definitely think there are some songs that might have been a little repetitive with the story. Or like almost unnecessary, or they could have been cut in half, whatever. But I think some of them definitely progressed the story to the way it needed to. Of course, like the big belts. Insane, and also like their harmonization. Jeez. So I would give it, yeah, I would give it a 9.
We are
I
agreed.
agree. I don't think, even when I'm thinking back, I don't know if I don't know.
The only song I remember, actually, I remember two, the Siempre Vida, whatever, Viva, whatever it is, and then the one Megan Hilty sings where she's like, "Tell me, Ernest."
Oh
I love that one.
yeah, that's a good one.
That's all I remember.
Wait,
And we literally saw it less than a week ago.
what was the song where like she's not saying gay, but like she is?
Oh, she's like, "I'm doing it for the gaze."
There you go, yeah.
Gaze.
That was funny. That was a good one.
Yeah. And that was also on their merchandise you could buy.
Yeah, so funny.
But yeah, I'm okay with a 9.
Yeah, me too.
The book, the story.
Yeah, so like I said with the songs, I feel like there are some parts that like was way too repetitive and making
Agreed.
this like drag almost. Like, especially towards the end, I was like, all right, you have, I can't say what, but Like you have them kind of get to a point where they're friends again. And then I thought that was going to be the end.
Me
But
too.
now it's like, okay, now they're going to see Ernest as an old man.
Yeah,
I
I
don't know.
mean that may be in the movie. I've never seen the movie. It just it really dragged. There were quite a number of scenes that dragged on a little long for me. The party scene felt a little long. I don't think they did a fantastic job describing who Viola Van Horn is. Like, I still don't understand how she became this sorceress, how she developed this potion.
You would think like one of her intro songs, she should have been like, I was a blob, yeah, I did this,
Yeah.
and
It's
now I have
never
a
explained.
potion in my
Yeah.
hand. Something.
It's never explained.
Yeah, literally isn't.
But yeah,
I also don't like.
I have issues with the book.
Yeah, and I didn't like. So Helen wrote a book. But they didn't. There was one scene about the book. And that was it.
That's it.
Like, I feel like they could have skipped it.
Well, the whole point about the book is that
She's having a party.
they're at
But
the
she could have.
party, Madeline sees her, gets jealous, and that's what makes her go take the potion.
Yeah. But it's just like. I don't know. It would have been funny if they, like. If they're gonna add this book per se, maybe they read some lines.
They also never found out how, you never find out how Helen gets the potion.
Yeah.
Like, and also, how does she get out of the insane asylum?
She said she like climbed the fence or something. Because that's how she got into Madeline's house.
Also, what was the point of Madeline's assistant, Stefan?
I was thinking the same thing. No point. And then I'm free. Like, I don't know. It was just like some things that were so unnecessary. I'm
Yeah.
glad you brought that up because really that he loved him. He was funny, but he was not necessary.
I the more I think about the book, like you gotta give it credit because there are some very funny moments. One thing I will say though, I almost think the show also made too many repetitive innuendo jokes. At one point, it started getting a little uncomfortable, and what also made me feel uncomfortable is that there is a point in the show where they talk about the things that come out of a man. And a very physical joke is made about it, and I saw a very young kid in the audience, and that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I wonder if they advertise an age for it.
I have to look on their website. Let's see.
Because, like, I think parents just see, like, two princessy and just, like, think, oh, okay.
I'm trying to see if I can find anything. Let's see. Is there a ticket limit issue? Okay. Age recommendation 12 plus. The kid we saw was way under 12.
Yeah, they should definitely, parents need to like be more aware of what they're doing.
I don't even think I would want my 12-year-old seeing that. Like if I had a 12-year-old.
No, there's other shows.
Yeah, so I don't think they made the rating right. So I think for me, feel bad going this low, but I think I have to give it like a six.
Oh my God, I was about to say the same thing.
Really?
That's
It's not
insane.
just
I was like,
me.
no. So I was like, I don't want to give it a five, but I also don't want to go any higher than like six, five or six. I don't think it really deserves.
I don't, you know, it's a fun show. You'll have a good few laughs.
Yeah.
But when you really evaluate it and think it through, there's a lot of holes.
As we're talking through it, I'm like, dang, there's stuff that like I either missed or they did not do correctly.
Yeah. Something to think about. I wonder if we
Definitely.
did miss it because we were further up.
Yeah, I definitely want to go again.
Ambiance and crowd control, we already kind of spoke about it. that we struggled with the woman behind us. The crowd control really wasn't great.
I didn't see any ushers.
Ushers were not around. I saw a few people go to the wrong seats and then like have to switch around.
A lot of people were leaving for the bathroom. Wasn't that weird? The
Yeah,
first
during the
act?
show. It's like, usually, they hold audiences when they're walking in and out until a number's done, but people just kept going.
Yeah, it was just like a free-for-all.
So that felt uncomfortable. There really is no ambiance. When you walk in, it's lit purple.
Yeah. Was there music playing? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't even remember.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I wasn't, again, it was a show I was like not in impressed with. For me, I think ambiance crowd control is going to be like a four.
I'm gonna give it a 5. I do think it was frustrating.
Sympathy vote. Sympathy vote, Skylar.
I'm dead. I do think it's a little frustrating when people are just going in and out of the theater. I felt so distracted.
Same. And also, it's like, don't you people know it's a Broadway show? Go to the bathroom ahead of time.
Yeah, we always have our routine. We get to the theater early so that we could go.
Yeah, first thing we do, go to the potty. Second thing, look if there's any Kit Kats. Third, go to merchandise. Fourth, go
Purchase.
to seats.
Purchase said Kit Kat or
Purchase that
Gingy.
Kit Kat. Oh, now I'm craving Gingy.
Gingy. Not the
Gingy
ginger.
boy, not
Ginger
the
boy.
Gingy.
The ginger boy. Also,
We
I just
love a
painted
good
my nail.
gingy. Oh, nice.
Now it's better. Okay, sorry.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so 5, sure.
So the last two categories we always do hand in hand, which is casting choices and acting and pacing. Pacing was great. They all like were getting those jokes out there. They had such good chemistry back and forth.
Yeah.
Like the comedic timing was spot on.
It was insane how spot on it was. Like, I feel like that's a whole special talent in itself.
Yeah, I have no complaints with the pacing of the show. Acting was great, no complaints. Casting choices I thought were fantastic. Megan Hilty and Jennifer Simard really fit the two characters so well.
My God. Jennifer Simon's like talking voice was so interesting. She's like not raspy. How would you describe it?
It almost sounds like old-timey 1920s-ish in a way.
I was almost thinking like, what's her face from The Emperor's New Groove? No, not Emperor's New Groove.
Yzma?
No. Incredibles.
The mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it like a southerny type?
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. I thought it was really cool. It was different.
Yeah, it was very unique, but it was in a really good way.
Yeah, I definitely want to see like their facial expressions. But I think her and Megan Hilty just like bounced off of each other like they've known each other for like 20 years.
Yeah,
Like
like, I don't think there could have been better casting for the two parts.
right?
I
And
also
so
think
was Chris.
Christopher
Yeah.
Saria, he was so funny as Ernest. Like, his breakdown.
Oh my God.
So
So
well
funny.
done.
Like, and we've been to Broadway shows where they have stuff like that, and the actors go like over the top where it like loses the meaning. And he found that line and it was like perfection.
Yeah. I think the acting I was most disappointed by was Michelle Williams, but at the same time, I
Was gonna
expected
say that.
it. I mean, she's known for Destiny's Child. She's not really like she's not Megan Hilty.
Yeah, I was gonna say that to you. I feel like she ran flat for me compared to everyone else, but she wasn't on stage that often, so it was like not really taking away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, all right, it's okay. It's not great.
I think for both categories for me, I'm gonna go 9.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 8.
You're going lower?
Yeah.
I made a decision. I'm gonna go 9 for casting choices, but but 8 for acting and pacing.
That makes sense.
I think it's a fair vote. So now is our favorite point of the podcast where I tally these things up and Scott
Oh.
rambles on.
Oh my gosh. What should I ramble about today?
I think you should ramble about how excited we are to see the Wicked movie on
Oh, you
Saturday.
know, I was thinking about that. Okay. So Saturday we got our tickets finally. Good, we did a good thing. We're going to see Wicked on Saturday, and I know people have already seen it. We've been busy people, okay? So no spoilers. We're going Saturday. We're going early in the morning with probably a bunch of little children, but it's fine.
That's so true.
I literally have my outfit ready. We have our socks.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
We're missing a category. We skipped choreography.
Oh
I was tattling these and I was like, what's wrong with us?
gosh, sorry. What the heck?
Let's do choreography quick. I thought the
Yeah.
choreography was great, to be honest.
Same. Oh, you know why? Because last week we didn't do choreography.
That's why, and I copy and pasted.
Yep.
So, what do you give choreography?
Nine.
9? I give
That's sick.
it. Yeah, some of the dances was sick, but it's not memorable to me. I give it an 8. Continue
Right?
on. Carry on.
That was crazy. So Michelle found us the Wicked socks. So I think I'm gonna wear one and one. I'm gonna wear one Elphaba, one Glinda. I think I've decided. And then I have my Elphaba sweater, cardigan. And then Michelle found the notebooks. So I think we should bring that and just write random
Yes.
stuff. And I just have to figure out how to do my hair. And then we're going to an event that night. And I'm so excited because it's a much needed day of just us lollygagging around town and having a
True.
girls' day.
We need a
I'm
day of not running into
excited.
the city.
Yeah, honestly, we were supposed to go today, but we couldn't get rush tickets for Anne Juliet.
Yeah,
That's an
remember my
update. That was
buddy?
so sad.
Remember how I really wanted to see JC? Not happening!
We watched the
And I'm pissed.
countdown on
We
today
watched the
tits.
countdown. We both had the loading screen. We refreshed. We refreshed. We refreshed. And they were like, F you.
Nice try, bitches.
And I had a $10 credit we could have used. So I'm upset. Well, anyway, I have our final totals.
That's my final rant. These rants are funny, are
It
they?
was an excellent rant. Excellent rant. Some of my
Thank you,
favorite
thank
parts
you.
of the podcast. So, may I have a drum roll, please?
Bam.
Batman. Skylar has ranked the show an 8 out of 10.
Oh,
And I rated it a 7.75 out of
we're
10.
always like within a little bit of each other.
Yeah, we never have a show that one of us loved and one of us hated.
Yeah, we're both on the same page if we hate something, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know how quick I'm gonna run back to see this again. I gotta be honest with you. Unless we get
Oh
offered
wait.
like front row tickets, like
The
I don't
problem
wanna
is we're
run.
not, I know we're not gonna know where we're seated. That's what stresses me out. You have to pay for it first.
I know. I don't know. If I never see this show again, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm not like stressed.
Like, give me outsiders tickets. Like,
Oh my God,
I'll
what the
gladly
heck?
go. I'll gladly go.
Can we talk about something quick that's been heavy on my mind?
Of course. Go ahead.
Be nice people on the Outsiders in-person rush line. When we went, Michelle dropped me off and I was trying to find the end of the line, and like two or three people started lying to me where it was. And I was just trying not to cut anybody. And I think they were trying to discourage me from going, which I don't understand. So, this is a PSA. Just be kind. You will get your tickets, especially if you're there early. Don't be mean to people trying.
Yeah.
That
And
was
you
very
know what?
sad.
And what was funny was like, I was like, why were they lying to you about where the end of the line is when either way they will still be in front of you in line and get their tickets first? It was just stupid.
It made no sense because I literally looked like a dummy. I walked back and forth. I was like, can somebody please just tell me the truth? I was like, I'm not trying to cut people. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. Do better, people. Do better.
Yeah, so come on, people, be
I was
kind.
when I finally got parked the car and got to Skylar and she told me what happened, I was ready to punch.
Yeah, we had
I mean,
died already.
I would never, that's not me, but I was ready too. I was like, who do you want me to fight?
Yeah.
Who do you want me to fight?
Yeah.
Who should I stare down?
Literally, you're Elphaba to my Glinda. No, you're my Glinda to my Elphaba. Yes, that makes
Yeah,
sense.
very
No, it
true.
was very
It's because
upsetting.
I'm overly pecky.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. But yeah, that was upsetting.
Well, anyway, I guess that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, very upsetting. But
Oh.
overall, good week. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yeah, by the time this episode comes out, it's
Wait,
gonna be
no.
Thanksgiving week. Yeah, it's gonna be
It's
Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving week, yes. And enjoy the parade. Watch the Outsiders. Lecture your families on why the show is amazing. Spread the good word. There
Yeah, guilt them into buying you tickets for the holidays.
you go, your Christmas present right there on the TV. There you go.
Well, anyway, as we say every week, you can follow us on TikTok at Love Letters to BUA with one Y or at Love Letters to BUA with two Ys because one Y wasn't available because those mother poopers. And as we always say, for all business inquiries, please reach out to at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, this is at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We are available 24/7. I don't
Yep.
sleep ever.
If you want, I'll be up at 5 a.m. So you can message me at 5.
Yeah, Skylar's
Michelle's
like
asleep.
awake for, yeah, she's awake for like the 1 hour I'm sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Very opposite.
I
It's so funny.
don't sleep. And that's without caffeine.
I texted you this morning like 5:50 in the morning. Did you see that?
No.
I think it was like super early. I was like, oh my God, wait,
Okay,
maybe I
listen.
shouldn't answer.
You are so lucky you didn't wake me up. Oh, we would have had words.
Well, because I was like, well, she texts me when I'm sleeping. I was like, I'm just gonna answer.
Yeah, but I text you at like 10 p.m.
Oh no, I text you at 7 a.m. Never mind. I think I thought about it. Okay, good.
7 a.m. is fine. 5 a.m., we have to have a little chat. Okay, well, anyway, guys, hope you have a very happy
Have a great week.
Thanksgiving and a great week.
And enjoy Broadway. Peace out, Girl
Enjoy
Scout.
Broadway. Bye bye.
Bye.